This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
It's a very powerful comment of the Sfarno in the beginning of the parasha. Sfarno says that the Ribbono Shel Olam is adjuring us, is warning us, don't be wishy-washy. Don't be what is called someone who does things bepoishrin, lukewarm. You know, you have people, do you daven? Yeah, I make sure I daven with a minyan every day. You know, I come just in time to basically get in most of the davening, and may have to leave a little bit early, of course, to catch something that I have to do. And yeah, I make bracha, sort of, and I learn, I chop something every day. You know, some people like to take a lukewarm approach to Judaism. Says the Sfarno, there's no such thing. That type of approach does not exist. Says the Sfarno, Re'e v'habito shlo yia in yonecha l'oifan beinani. Don't be an in-between guy. Because there are only two paths in Judaism. There's hot and cold. There's bracha and klala. There's nothing in between. And therefore, if a person wants to have a successful life and a life full of blessing, they have to embrace the observance with every fiber of their being. It's la'avdoi b'chol levavchem or bust, as they say. You know, they say in Navardik that when Rivka was passing by the Beis Avodah Zarah, and she was passing by the Batei Knesios, and one place Yaakov was kicking to get out, and one place Esav was kicking to get out, and she didn't understand what was happening. She thought she had one child. So she comes to the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Evar, and they say, don't worry, Shnei Goyim Bevinech, Shnei Le'umim. So, and somehow this calmed down Rivka, that don't worry, you're going to have a Yaakov, who's going to be a Gadol Hadar, and you're going to have an Esav, you're going to have a Rasha Marusha, you're going to have someone who's going to be a murderer, an adulterer, and somehow this calmed down Rivka. Why would this have a calmed down Rivka? Imagine telling a mother, don't worry, don't be scared, you're going to have two kids, one's going to be a Tzadik Gomer, and the other one is going to be the most vilified Rasha in history. Why would Rivka be consoled by that? So in the Vardik they say as follows. Rivka thought she was going to have one kid. And you know what kind of kid she was going to have? A kid who's wishy-washy. One day he goes to the shul, and one day he goes to the bad place. And a wishy-washy person never gets anywhere in life. But when Rivka was told, don't worry, you're going to have one child who's a tzaddik. Great. And the other child, he's going to be a real Rasha. He's going to have a backbone. He's going to do wickedness with every fiber of his being. So Rivka says, so even that child has hope. There's potential for him. But someone who's wishy-washy, there's no potential. We'll never come out to anything. So the Torah is warning us. Torah is saying, there are two paths in life, and they're very disparate. They're disparate, like bracha is far from klala. And therefore, one must embrace the Shmiras HaMitzvahs, not in a lukewarm way, not in a mediocre way, but rather with all of their excellence. As the saying goes, the minimum that is expected from somebody is their maximum ability. Wishing everyone a great Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.